how long can you bend the rules before they snap back to bite you? Career grifter Eddie Kincaid is about to find out in our Holiday from Hell special just after this.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi, I'm Fred Greenhalgh, your host of Undertow, Realm's podcast, delving into the weird and the wicked. And today we have a new original holiday show served Undertow style. Come with me now to a dark, winding road in Maine on Christmas night as we delve into part one of Last Call.
For calling, Eddie. I never would have known someone was trying to break in.
I'm just glad I got the alert, Mrs. Bernard. So, my computer's down, okay? So, I don't have access to my passcode for your system.
The what?
Your password to get in.
Well, my husband told me to never give that out to people on the phone.
I'm sorry I have to ask. Our IT guys were trying to do some upgrade thing over the holidays, and they locked me out of the whole system.
Oh, I hate computers.
If you could just give me that number, I'll be able to reset your system and catch the thief.
Okay. It's here, 121-928.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll call you as soon as I get there. Mrs. Bernard, that's actually my colleague on the other line. Do you mind if I...
Oh, yes, of course. Merry Christmas, Eddie.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Hey, 10 minutes away. This snow is nuts.
I think we should call it off.
What?
I don't think I can help you with this one, man.
Well, Sonny, hold it right there. I just spoke to the lady. She's down in Florida. Everything's fine.
It's not fine, Eddie. It's what I'm saying. Robbing people on Christmas?
We've been over this. She's fully insured. In fact, overinsured. We don't take anything that can't get replaced. The old lady gets all the goods back. I make a commission fee. Processing the insurance claim, no one gets hurt.
Are you sure?
Sonny, what if I steered you wrong? I mean, after this, we'll be able to cool our heels for a bit. Trust me, that mansion is so loaded, Mrs. Bernard won't miss anything in it. And the scumbags who run the insurance companies are the real crooks.
It's just... I got a bad feeling.
Then open up that bag of goodies I sent you. make the feelings go away.
I'm trying to get my head straight here, Eddie.
Oh, shit. You're not gonna screw me on this, are you?
No, Eddie. We're good.
You're a good man. Hey, Cass.
Hey, Eddie. Just making sure you didn't get lost or anything.
Well,
you know,
I was actually just gonna call you.
Oh, no.
I wanted to come, honestly, but my boss just called and he's...
It's Christmas, Eddie. Come on.
I know. That's what I said. Believe me.
Paul and the girls really wanted to meet you, and...
Your husband does not want to meet your deadbeat brother.
Hey, don't say that.
It's the truth.
Well, I really wanted to see you. It's just been such a long time, you know? I was really looking forward to it.
I know. Me too.
You sure you can't get away?
I would. It's just... It's this work thing. I'm sorry. You get it?
Yeah, no, of course. I get it. I hope it goes okay.
I'll make it up to you.
Nah, that's okay. Don't worry about it. You're off the hook.
Fuck Christ! Unbelievable. Cassie. Hello? Oh, shit. Damn it!
Hey, you reached Sonny. Leave a message.
Hey, man. I'm gonna be a little later than I thought. I just went off the road. GPS stopped working. Answer your phone next time. I'll be there in half an hour. Oh, Jesus.
All circuits are busy.
Jeez. Come on. Oh, no. Yeah. Why would a rental have a snow shovel? It's not like it's fucking Maine. What the? Langley Roadhouse. Hey. Hello? Hey. You guys open?
Yeah, I'll be right with you.
Take a seat. What can I get you?
No. It's okay. I got a friend waiting for me. I gotta get back on the road.
Oh, you'll catch your death out there. Let me make you a hot toddy.
Oh. It is nuts, isn't it? You couldn't see more than 5 feet in front of my face. It's weird. I looked at the weather report before I left Boston this morning. They had nothing about it.
It'll clear up after midnight.
It will?
So I hear anyway. What do you say?
Okay. One drink.
Good man.
All circuits are busy.
You got a phone I could borrow?
Oh, I'm afraid it's not on me.
What about that one?
Hmm?
That weird old-timey payphone there.
Oh, that one's dead. Always been dead.
Have we met before?
You'd remember me if we did.
True. I never forget a face. Especially not one as pretty as yours. I'm Eddie.
Bobby, cheers.
Cheers. Whoa. That's divine.
So I've heard.
I really ought to get on my way. What do I owe you? Ugh, I must have left my wallet in the car.
Man, you just can't win tonight, can you? Tell you what, one more round on me.
I can't. I've got someone waiting for me.
Christmas dinner?
More or less.
I'm thinking Knob Creek single barrel, old fashioned.
You're good. I guess one more?
Coming up.
Hey. My car is stuck in a snowbank. I was hoping we could get a tow truck out here, but maybe you and me could get it out together? You got a shovel?
That's the sorriest pickup line I've ever heard.
I'm serious.
And I'm sorry. Not a shovel to be found in the place.
Okay. No shovel.
To new friends.
Cheers. Damn. couple more of these and I think the storm couldn't hurt me.
You might be surprised.
Who'd you piss off to get stuck working on Christmas anyway?
No one. I own the place. I could close up anytime I like.
And not that I'm complaining, but why don't you? Surely it's not worth your time to keep the place open. I mean, just in case some schmo like me waltzes in.
Sounds like you're selling yourself short. Maybe I'm lucky you walked in.
Maybe so. Hold on. Is that a pool table in the corner? Wow. This could be the same one my buddy Sonny had in his basement growing up.
You play?
Back then, sure. But I haven't played in years. Man, this takes me back.
Well, take a cue. First game's on me.
You go first.
You don't want to flip a coin?
What can I say? I'm old-fashioned. Ladies first.
Ooh.
Hey, no worries. It's just for fun. Okay. Okay, I haven't totally lost my touch. You own this place long?
Feels like forever.
How's your insurance?
That's an odd question.
In the business. I always like to look out for people. You couldn't imagine the number of people I've come across who thought they were all set, and then found out there was a Mack truck-sized hole in their policy. I'm not even joking. There was this one motel owner I knew outside Denver. He'd inherited the place from his dad. Was just starting to get ready to franchise the place out when a drunk, behind the wheel of a semi, failed to negotiate a turn, plowed right through his place. Thank God no one was hurt, but it ruined him. Can you believe this? The people he worked with called it an act of God. Guy lost the motel and his house. Works at the Waffle House now.
You're worried about a Mack truck smashing into my bar.
That's not even the craziest story I've heard. There was a restaurant north of Boise. Got the world's worst red squirrel infestation. Little bastards burrowed out most of the foundation. Replaced it with acorns. No one knew anything was wrong till that winter when the roof cracked under the snow load. Then they called the insurance company and you want to guess what they told them?
Act of God?
Bingo. You believe in fate, Poppy? Maybe there's a reason my car got stuck outside your place tonight. We got a policy that covers everything. Lightning, floods, fire, acts of God. Hell, you want me to put in a rider for protection against a zombie invasion? I'll do it. Competitive with whatever you got right now.
Okay, what would we need to get started?
I've got papers in the car for a new policy. Credit card machine probably won't work with the internet situation you got here, but I could seal the deal with a cash advance. I'd hate for anything terrible to happen between now and New Year's. Jesus, this storm, right? I thought thunderstorm was something they made up to juke ratings. So what do you say?
Gotta give it to you, Eddie. You're smooth as silk.
What?
Eight ball. Side pocket. Bet most of your marks never even noticed the knife go in.
Look, forget it. I'm sorry I brought it up. I need to get on my way. Hey! What is going on here? You locked the door on me.
I'm sorry, Eddie. You're not going anywhere. Not with a broken neck.
What did you say?
You might want to read this.
How is this?
Come on, Eddie, read it.
Eddie Sinclair Jr., dead at 53. Killed instantaneously when his vehicle collided head-on with a tree? What is this place?
Oh, you know what it is.
Why am I here?
Because you have unfinished business. It's closing in on midnight, and we have a lot to talk about.
clock chimes for Eddie. Where is he and what will he face? Come back next time to find out here on Undertow.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Last Call was written by Sean French and Fred Greenhalgh. Produced by Fred Greenhalgh, Rhoda Bieza, and Marco Palmieri. Executive producer, John Brooks. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Production manager, Devin Shepard. Production coordinator, Ash Beecher. Starring Lee Turgeson as Eddie and Alyssa Fraden as Bobby. Additional voices by Laurie Hamill, Michael C. Pizzuto, and Deborah Rain. Casting by Sunday Bullion Kennedy and Meg Moorman. Dialogue editing by Fred Greenhalgh. Sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original music by Marcus Pagala. Last Call is a Realm original production. Undertow is a production of Realm, hosted by Fred Greenhalgh. Produced by Nicole Kreuter. Associate produced by Devin Shepard. Executive produced by Fred Greenhalgh, John Brooks, and Molly Barton. Find more shows like Undertow on Apple, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are served.